Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Firefighters. 20-year-old Wes Rowley had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenay County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations continued today in Sean Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Yesterday, the jury sent a note to the judge expressing concern that one juror, they said, couldn't follow directions. ABC's Phil Tate is at the courthouse.
When the jury does return to the courtroom today, they will have a short interaction with the judge as they had passed a question to the judge that they'd like to receive clarification on. Now, this is the second time that the jury and the judge will have a interaction. Well, that's just a short time after the judge had charged the jury yesterday. He would receive a disturbing note telling him one of the 12, quote, jurors cannot follow the honor's instructions. Now, that juror was a 51-year-old, a scientist who holds a doctorate. Now, the judge responded with a note ordering all jurors to follow his instructions and to return to deliberations.
In Philadelphia, thousands of city workers, including garbage collectors and some 911 call operators, are off the job. They walked out at midnight demanding better pay. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. It's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we get a break from the rain today across Wisconsin. Finally, a day with high pressure in control should bring us plenty of sunshine, mild temperatures, and lower humidity. Just a perfect day to get outside and enjoy your favorite activity on this first day of July. By the way, June turned out to be wetter than normal across most of the states. although parts of southeast Wisconsin were a little bit drier than usual. We are anticipating, again, some rain to return to the region by tomorrow and Thursday. This will be in a scattered fashion, starting in the north tomorrow, spreading a little bit further south into Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, the rain chances start to ramp up, probably Saturday the wettest of the weekend days, as some heavier showers and thunderstorms could come rumbling through. And given the very humid air in place, some locally heavy rainfall can't be ruled out, so definitely keep an eye on things if you're going to be out and about camping or heading off to some outdoor activities. We do think things will quiet down again early next week. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high near 83, wind out of the west-northwest 5 to 15. Clear and pleasant tonight, low at 62. Tomorrow should be sunny or partly cloudy and quite warm with highs around 86, west wind up to 10. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a small chance of showers or thunderstorms, low in the mid-60s. Thursday, mixed skies and continued warm. An isolated thunderstorm may pop up with highs around 86. For the 4th of July, partly cloudy, hot and humid. Slight chance of thunderstorms later in the day, low at 69 with a high near 91. Saturday, very warm and humid with a few rounds of showers and storms likely. Low 71 with a high of 87. Sunday should be partly to mostly cloudy and a bit cooler, 30% chance of showers, high near 80. Monday mostly sunny, less humid with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning here on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. 68 and sunny. Yesterday's high was 86. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain early on in the morning. In the record books for July 1st, 98, 1963. Record low, 44, established in 1988, which is ironic. That was one of the hottest summers on record, but we did set an overnight low one day. Last year's high, 73, and the low was 50. Sunset will occur at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:25 for tomorrow morning. East to southeast winds are at 2, barometer at 30.09. No precipitation today. After a low of 58, we're up 10 degrees. It is 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, more all-conference news, Brewer news, and NBA free agency is well underway.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Today, we'll look back at more high school sports, spring sports accolades, the Southwest Conference girls soccer all-conference teams. Platteville-Lancaster won the league, going 8-2-0. River Valley was 7-1-2, finishing in second. Dodgeville-Mineral Point was 6-2-2 as well in the league. Well, the first team all-conference includes, and the goal, Christina Vinger from Dodge Point. Defenders, Dodge Point's Abby Ludwig, Platteville-Lancaster's Soraya Stone, Prairie Peter Sheen, River Ridge Seneca's Kaylee Crook, and River Valley's Heidi Hegland, a junior. Also, the midfield play includes Karina Osborne, a senior with River Valley, Tessa Tchaikovsky Higgins of Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca, Carly Vesperman, Platteville Lancaster, and Claire Bradley, Dodge Point. The forwards include Ava Hying of Dodge Point, Miriam Gumi of Platteville Lancaster, and Alana Merritt, River Valley. Second team all-conference soccer players include Ava Forty of Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca. The defenders include River Valley's senior Lily Saperstein and Sylvia Schmidt, a junior this past season with Richland Center. JoJo Dressler, Platteville Lancaster, a senior. Violet Doyle of Galena East Dubuque and Ella Wilson of Dodge Point. Second team midfielders from Richland Center, Mariah Abde, a sophomore with the Hornets, and River Valley senior Grace Morey. Lizzie Ringberg, a junior with Platteville Lancaster, Mila Winkler, Dodge Point, and Layla Novak of Dodge Point. The forwards include River Valley's Elizabeth Bomberger, a senior, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca's Jasmine Olmstead, and Katie Murphy of Platteville Lancaster. Honorable mention soccer players from the Southwest, Ava Engel of Galena East Dubuque, Lillian Tidrick, a senior this past season with Richland Center, and Hannah Birchfield, River Valley, a sophomore. Honorable mention defenders, Lily Fox, Dodge Point, Platteville Lancaster's Maddie Jacquino, and River Valley's Lily Spahn, a sophomore. Midfielders, Avery Ziegler of Galena East Dubuque, Addison Kirschbaum, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca, Erilyn Wallace, a senior this past season with Richland Center, and Aria Hansen of River Valley, a junior. And the forwards include Ava Mack, Dodge Point, Daniela Bello of Galena East Dubuque, Chara Gumi of Platteville Lancaster, and Allison Mathis of Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca. Special awards for the conference champion Platteville Lancaster, they had the Player of the Year, Miriam Gumi, the co-coaches of the year, Brandon Pink of Platteville Lancaster, and Lara Tchaikovsky Higgins of Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca. The Simon Sharks were back in action Monday night at the Boscobel Relays. Lancaster won the meet with 426 points. Boscobel finished second with 412. 186 points secured the Sharks a third-place finish. Prairie du Chien and Dodgeville finished in fourth and fifth place, respectively. The three-person 9- to 10-year-old girls relay team of Morgan Worthington, Elsa Norte, and Zaylee Kalman finished first in the medley and backstroke relays. The 9 to 10-year-old boys team of Luke Fretz, Levi Fretz, and Caleb Waterfall won the backstroke and breaststroke relays. The 8 and under girls won the butterfly relay with a team consisting of Brooklyn Worthington, Lavea Hamlin, Audrey Waterfall, and Isabella Burns. Rookies Iris Scoville and Eleanor Muller made their debut with the Sharks. They'll be back in action on July 8th at Simon's Recreation Complex. The Brewers are doing good work loading up on talented pitching arms for the future. 22-year-old Brett Witrowski checks all the boxes when it comes to analytics. He has a fastball that can touch triple digits and an above-average slider. Sports Illustrated reports Witrowski's stuff is comparable to standout rookie Jacob Mizorowski. It might be another year or two until he's in the big leagues. Pitching at AA Biloxi, he currently has an ERA of 2.45. Yesterday in baseball, Pittsburgh 7-0 over St. Louis. Also a win for Philadelphia 4-0 over San Diego. Arizona 4 and San Francisco 2. In the American League, Toronto 5, the Yankees 4. Athletics 6-4 over Tampa Bay. Baltimore 10, Texas 6. Seattle 6-2 over Kansas City. Boston was a winner in interleague play over Cincinnati 13-6. The final score. The Brewers get back to action tonight with their game in New York against the Mets. And as far as the Mets are concerned, they are in second place in the National League. That will be in the National League East. The Brewers second place in the National League Central. The Mets have one more win, 48-37. The Brewers at 47-37. Freddy Peralta at 8-4 with a 2.90 ERA. We'll meet up with Clay Holmes, 8-4 with a 2.97 ERA. The
stats are fairly normal and fairly similar for both teams. Although the Mets have struggled in the last 10 games, they are 3-7 and hitting with a team average of .243. Elsewhere on the state of Wisconsin scene, the Bucks front office has been busy putting the roster back together. Multiple sources, including Brew Hoop, report that two players from last season have been re-signed. On the same day, veteran center Brook Lopez signed a two-year deal with the Los Angeles Clippers. Kevin Porter Jr. agreed on a two-year contract worth $11 million to return to Milwaukee to be the starting point guard. Shortly after that announcement, the team indicated it is also returning Gary Trent Jr., filling the backcourt while Damian Lillard is sidelined with the Achilles injury that he suffered. Elsewhere in the NBA news, Houston Rockets continue their offseason improvements by adding veteran forward Dorian Finney-Smith on a four-year, $53 million deal shortly after the NBA's free agency window officially opened wide open. Technically, the NBA free agency period opened at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. In actuality, it has been rolling along. LeBron James has already opted in to a $52.6 million deal with the Lakers for the coming season. The Houston Rockets have traded for Kevin Durant, and the Clippers saw James Harden decline his option in return for a new deal and a raise as well. Packers quarterback Jordan Love disagrees with those who say he took a step back last season. Love dealt with injuries, which played a role in a drop in his statistics. The Sporting News quotes Love as saying the focus is on the team first and foremost. He's playing on a $220 million contract, which puts the pressure to perform on him. Green Bay will be going for its third straight playoff appearance during the 2025 NFL season. The team has a solid roster, including top to bottom, and Love's performance will, of course, determine how far it goes. And freshman defenseman Logan Hensler becomes the latest Badger taken in the first round of the NHL draft. He is 19th overall. Hensler was drafted by the Ottawa Senators last week. He scored 2 goals and a dozen points in 32 games in his first college season. Hensler was named to the All-Big Ten freshman team. Wisconsin has had 9 players taken in the first round over the last 10 pro drafts. I am Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Looking to save on maintenance essentials? Head to your local Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $25.49 for a 5-quart jug or $5.39 per quart. For diesel drivers, grab Napa Diesel Exhaust Fluid, a 2.5-gallon jug for only $12.99, and save up to 24%. Reliable performance, unbeaten prices. That's Napa. Swing by today and get the good stuff.
A coaching legend earns national honors, plus off-season hoops and wrestling news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells. Let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Former Wanakee football coach Pat Rice was recognized at the National High School Athletic Coaches Association National Coach of the Year for football at the group's annual banquet last week in Rapid City, South Dakota. The selection was based on longevity, service to high school athletics, honors, championship years, and winning percentage. During Rice's 32 years as the head coach at Wanakee, his teams won 7 state championships with 5 runner-up finishes, adding 22 conference titles as he finished his career with a record of 342 wins and just 44 losses. For the highest winning percentage of any football coach in state history with a minimum of 200 wins. Rice was nominated for the national honor by the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, where he was a 2014 WFCA Hall of Fame inductee. Also, in case you missed it last week, the WIAA voted down basketball proposals for a shot clock as well as state tournament expansion. With that settled, the WIAA did release the division and sectional assignments for the 2025-26 boys and girls basketball seasons, which can be found at wisports.net. The association did pass a wrestling plan that reorganizes how division and sectionals are determined, increases the total number of qualifiers, and eliminates the regional level of competition. Visit wisports.net for more info on the plan. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badgerland Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badgerland Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It is 70 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Time now for a vintage Paul Harvey update. The rest of the story from WRCO FM 100.9.
Now, the rest of the story. In what is today the South American Republic of Colombia was once upon a time the Spanish colonial province of New Granada. Many centuries ago, the interest of the Spanish colonists in what was then the periphery of the empire was summed up in a single four-letter word, gold. The gold mines of New Granada were among the richest then known in the world. So, let's get acquainted with one of the miners. We'll call him Jorge. Jorge is looking for gold in the Chaco district of New Granada beside the Condoto River. The area is foreboding, eerie in its vastness, but little matter, because wealth is what is on Jorge's mind. And he's already turned up a quantity of gold, but now he's running into trouble. In increasing amounts, another substance appears to be mixed in with the gold, and removing that foreign material is difficult, time-consuming. And because Jorge is among the first gold miners in New Granada, and because this seems to be a difficulty unique to the area, there is no authority with whom he may consult. Nevertheless, Jorge begins asking around. Well, studying his samples, the other miners nod, frowning. It's a mineral, they say, and yes, they too have noticed it in varying quantities among their gold washings. So Jorge returns to work, baffled as before. Eventually, he resorts to hand sorting. The labor is tedious and, frankly, unprofitable. And in time, it's evident that there is more of this strange mineral in Jorge's mind than he can handle. So, disgusted and disheartened, Jorge throws up his hands. The mine just won't pay, so it will be abandoned. And Jorge will head down the Condoto to make his living elsewhere and otherwise. The man you've just met, the gold miner of centuries past in that land known as New Granada, may not have existed by name, but he was innumerable men. Men whose dreams were destroyed by a blight. A worthless, unidentified substance appearing in such quantity as to make mining for gold a waste of time. The miners could get rid of it, just nowhere near as fast as they needed to. Well, eventually a sample found its way to Europe and into the hands of an alchemist. Unripened gold, he called it. But the unhappy miners couldn't wait for the substance to ripen, if that's what it had to do, so instead they labeled it with all manner of derogatory terms. Fool's silver was one. Because of its abundance, every effort was made to discover a use for it, though none could be found. And no record exists of how many fortunes were lost on its account. But in this case, yesterday's chaff became tomorrow's harvest. Because the strange something that fouled the mines of New Granada, the malleable, worthless mineral more recently praised for its resistance to acids and corrosion as a precious metal, the element once disdained as fool's silver, is right now, per ounce, worth more than twice as much as the gold the Spaniards sought. You know the junk the Spanish colonists threw away as platinum. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play, commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
Friday night, hot spots, line in the parking lot, free beer, ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Paid a double cover, then we walked inside, Betty Lou started laughing, said, look at them guys. Violin, keys, drum, saxophone, some long hair, singer singing, looking half stone. Sign outside, said country band, but the fiddle's out of tune, and they ain't got a telly man.
Bartender said, see the man pounding on the keys, rumor has it, I'm told that he taught Jerry Lee. Heard his sister was married to Irving Berlin, players anything from chopsticks to Chopin. Says, I don't care if he wears cashmere, got a wig on his head and his deaf in one ear, or if he goes by the name of Ludwig van, if the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man. Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie and a Waylon, Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy and the Possum. Ain't none of them songs ever would've got a hand if it worked for a finger lick a chicken picky telly man. Never would have got a hand if it weren't for a finger licking chicken picking telly man. At 2 a.m. they were breaking it down when I heard the singer say, hey, how did it sound? Don't you come around picking these bars again till you tune that fiddle and you get yourself a telly man. Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie and a Waylon, Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy and the Possum.
A salute to guitars here on WRCL's Town Taxi Triple Play. Here is Winona.
She turned 15 with great expectations. Her older brother knew something was up. He caught her going through his record collection. But looking at Hendrix like a lovesick pup. Girls with guitars,
that's the angel.
Girls with guitars.
revolver belt. Get my socks and stockings on the old gym floor. And everybody thinks two garage band covers. She was checking out riffs and memorizing chords.
I left them living with
Taxi Triple Play, paying tribute to the guitar. That was Conway Twitty.
Hey, parents, beep, beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer, knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
Coming up, our trivia question of the day on a Tuesday, July 1st. We'll get the month started out right for somebody who will be a big winner. Just a few. There's our buddy Andrew Salgado on FM 100.9. He's a good guy, but he's a Bears fan. What do you do?
It's been a long, cold, hard September, and I'm wishing for the days you and I had everything. I can't believe in just 3 months I found myself wishing for a way to your heart. That summer love, it got a hold of me, dancing around in those damn bare feet. The look in your eyes, it just can't be beat tonight. Summer love, we had a little too much fun, kissing and making love all around. The way that your hand just fit right into mine. But you said it's just a summer love. Yeah, you said it's just a summer love. You're not supposed to call me baby, or 2 a.m. talks about how you wanna see me. I can't believe in just 3 months I find myself wishing for a way to your heart.
71 at WRCO FM 100.9 Country and Community. Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Polers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Oh, sounds good. Absolutely. Well, we have trivia for you today from WRCO, and this sounds good. You can win a delicious pizza from our friends at Muscadet Mini Mart. That's the Tuesday trivia sponsor, and you have got a pizza for you, unless Chris Simonson eats it. Chris, stay away from that pizza, okay?
Those are good pizzas. Boy, I tell you, the thin crust there at the Mini Mart, I love them.
Really?
Yes. Fantastic.
Fantastic. So go with the thin crust.
That's my preference. Right. I know other people like the thicker, but yeah, their thin crust is really top shelf.
Now, what about the toppings? What would you say there?
Toppings, I usually go with the meat lovers and add some onions and green olives.
Ooh,
That's my fave. A little extra cheese as well.
Yeah, well, we get along well. Green olives on a pizza, that's good.
Good stuff, Maynard. Yep.
All right, thank you.
What's our question, Phil?
Oh, well, you're not eligible to win.
Yeah, I never am.
It's a music question, but it's a country music question. I don't think you ever played this song in pep band, so you probably don't know the answer, but we'll see. According to Keith Whitley, where did Amy live? 608-647-4155. Good luck to you.
The sun is shining on us. I think I'm in love. Justifying, I just can't get enough of you. It stops. Music sounds better than love. Take me to your hometown. We can settle down. Changes, and that's a fact. You know it, baby. That's the way life goes. Everything changes. That's all I know. We're floating on air. Let's not a cloud in the sky, no end in sight. No need to fight. Take my advice. You don't have to be right. Put it aside. Changes, and that's a fact. You know it, baby. That's the way life goes. Everything changes. That's all I know. Once you figure it out, it turns you upside down. Just let it all go. Everything changes. Just like that, everything changes. changes. That's all I know.
Congrats to Norm Sandmeyer. Way to go, music expert that he is there. And it wasn't even an Elvis question, so good job, Norm. I'm impressed. According to Keith Whitley, where did Amy live? None other than Miami. Yeah, as in his first top 20 hit, Miami, My Amy, which has begun, I saw that used in a movie soundtrack not too long ago. Keith was born on this day in 1954 in Ashland, Kentucky, and his greatest success was a run of five consecutive number one singles. Of course, he passed away tragically May 9th of 1989 due to alcohol poisoning. What a voice! 1954, his birth date, and a trivia question in honor of Keith Whitley. And we honor Norm with a delicious pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart in Muscadet. Check it out. Here is Keith Whitley in that top 20 hit, Miami, Miami.
Everybody talks about the California quakes, but the first time I ever felt the earth shake was in Miami. When Amy touched me, oh, it shook me. I told her I loved her and I wanted to stay, but she said, be sure and I'll call you in LA. Even in the taxi, I could hear my telephone ring, calling me from Miami, Miami. What took you so long? I thought you'd never that's all she had to say. Goodbye, LA. Now once again I'm Miami bound. Can't wait till this plane touches down, cause I know Miami will be waiting at that Miami gate. I can't wait, Miami, what took you so long? I thought you'd never call.
Keith Whitley on WRCO Radio in Miami, Miami. I believe that was in a commercial. I want to say even maybe a Super Bowl commercial a couple of years ago as well. Kind of, you know, hearkening back to the 80s and someone visiting a gas station in that era and that song playing in the background. It is 72 degrees here at WRCO with some sunshine as we're heading toward 83 a little bit later on today. Well, welcome some new friends into the morning show studio today and talking about Simon's Recreation Complex. complex. And also, later on, it's not too early to be starting to think about the Richland County Fair. That's unbelievable that we're talking about that. It is, though, however, the 1st of July.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24-7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24-7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah! They give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me!
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Lone Rock's 4th of July celebration starts Thursday evening, July 3rd, and kicks into high gear on the 4th at Fireman's Park. Ready, set, go! Hit the 5K water run walk early Friday. Then dive into the marketplace from 7 until 4, where you'll find homemade goods like Gina's Creations towels and tote bags, fragrant party light candles, and more local treasures. At 11 a.m., the parade begins. Cheers, floats, and community spirit. Keep the energy up at 1 o'clock with a sand wrestling showdown, followed by youth and adult sports and a hometown chicken barbecue. Stick around for tunes as local bands fill the park. Then enjoy a breathtaking fireworks show at dusk. One of the brightest displays in Southwest Wisconsin. That's 2 days of action, treats, music, vendors, and unforgettable summer memories at Fireman's Park, Lone Rock.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
A reminder, the Richland County Youth 4-H Gardening Program at Smart Farm, which was postponed last week, will happen tonight from 6 until 8. For more information, check out the 4-H Facebook page. A cool thing to get involved with. And concessions will be available in the Killian Meyer Building during Church League softball. Proceeds going towards construction of dugouts at Kroska Park. The concessions will be open from approximately 6:40 until 9 each game night until further notice. That is a good thing, although I think they've put a limit on Bill Twining going to the snack bar too often. But nonetheless, we are here for you. And we want to say happy 25th anniversary to my wife, Wilma, from Casey. To Wilma and Casey, happy 25th.
Ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, my love. Can't take my eyes off you, even if I wanted to. I swear I'm staring at heaven. Holding you here tonight, watching all the stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling, the world could unravel, but you'll still be safe in my arms. Oh, no way nobody gonna steal my love, my love. No way, no how, no never. My heart is yours forever. If I couldn't call you mine, then baby, you know I don't want no one. My car, my clothes, my money. Tattoo your name on me, so I can wear it on my sleeve. Make sure that everyone
Happy Trails time next here on FM 100.9. Hope you're enjoying a 73-degree morning. Here is Chapel Heart.
You've been strutting around here, laying it on pretty heavy. I saw that little black box in your drawer when you walked out the room.
Friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour with some friends in the studio, the Morning Show studio, with some community conversation on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 9 o'clock and 73 degrees. Up next, an ABC News update sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate continuing to debate and planning eventually to vote.